Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Southern parts of France are being subjected to extreme rainfall and unsettled weather conditions today and in the days to come. The Oude was particularly hard hit as several months' worth of rain fell in a matter of hours. This area was also battered by strong winds and is part of a swathe of the southern part of the country being placed under orange severe weather alerts, which includes much of the Pyrénées Orientales and the Alpes-Maritimes. Rail services have been disrupted as a consequence. No trains on the Montpellier-Perpignan and Montpellier-Toulouse lines will operate until 6 o'clock this evening at the earliest. The Museum of Saint-Raphaël in the Var has been on lockdown this morning after an intruder barricaded himself inside the building. The archaeological museum had been under siege as police tried to establish if the suspect was armed. He has since been arrested, and initial speculation by the public prosecutor in Draguignan points to a case of mental instability. Disturbing messages had been written on the walls in Arabic. After his visit to Mayotte yesterday, President Macron is now on his way to the island of Réunion in the Indian Ocean. His three-day visit will be accompanied by a general strike as locals fight against the explosion in the cost of living. The last time Macron visited the island was during his presidential campaign. The shocking discovery of 39 bodies in the back of a lorry in Essex in the UK has resulted in the arrest of the driver. Among the dead was a teenager, and police have yet to confirm if there were any survivors. The lorry had travelled from Bulgaria and entered the UK via Holyhead. And finally to football news and day three of the Champions League. Two French teams are playing tonight. Lille will play Valencia and Lyon takes on the Portuguese side Benfica Lisbon. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.